Conrad was a kind man with a heart full of gold. But he was all alone this holiday season and getting mighty old. Yet this Christmas, there was a big smile upon his face and a twinkle in his eyes as he set about sprucing up his place. And when two neighbors came to visit and they found Conrad all aglow, they asked him politely, "Conrad, why is this so?" And he replied, "Friends, I had a dream last night where Jesus came to say, 'Conrad, I'm coming to be your guest on this Christmas day.'" Jesus is coming to see me this Christmas, and I can hardly wait his face to see. I just want to be ready for my Savior. Yes, Jesus is coming to see me. Well, before long, Christmas morning finally rolled around. And at the first crack of dawn, Conrad thought he heard a nearby sound. So he rose out of bed and he rushed to the window. But I am told he saw only a poor, shabby beggar that looked bitterly cold. But Conrad opened his home as well as his heart, and he dressed the man warmly before they did part. Next, Conrad heard a sharp knock at the door, and he just knew in an instant that this must be his Lord. So excitedly, he hurried to the door and he opened it wide. And then to his surprise, it was just a little old lady with tired, hungry eyes. But Conrad, he welcomed her in to eat and to rest. And later on, he bade her goodbye, wishing her his best. Now Conrad noticed that the hour was getting late. And where was his Lord? Why did he wait? The minutes, they were slipping by, oh, so very fast. And if Jesus didn't hurry, Christmas Day would soon be past. Are you still coming to see me this Christmas? Wait, your face to see. Jesus, I'm still ready for you, my Savior. Are you still coming to see me? Then, off in the distance, Conrad strained to hear a faint cry. Could it finally be that the Savior was nigh? But his hope soon vanished for the third time that day when he discovered it was just a small little child who lost her way. Well, Conrad gave her a great big hug and a reassuring smile, and slowly he led her back home. But after a while, Conrad realized it was now too late. And Jesus wasn't coming, and somehow he'd made a dreadful mistake. And later on that night, as Conrad lay on his bed, big tears welled up in his eyes as he prayed out loud and quietly said, "Dear Lord, why? Why didn't you come by?" Then out of the darkness, he heard this reply,
"Conrad, I did come to see you this Christmas. I was the beggar that you did not turn away. And I was the widow who was tired, cold, and hungry. And the little child who had gone astray. That was me, Conrad. I did come to see you."
Jesus is coming to see you this Christmas. Though it may not be his face you see. But when you're done it unto one of the least of these, his children, he said, you've done it unto me. Yes, Jesus is coming to see us this Christmas. Though it may not be his face we all see, but when we've done it unto one of the least of these, his children, he said, you've done it unto me. Jesus, this is Conrad. Thank you for coming to see me this Christmas.